This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats in the midst of a big rift in their party. They want us to believe we've got the problem. We don't have a problem. We have the best representative we've had in decades leading the charge, sticking to, you know, his promises. It's just an amazing time, an amazing feeling. But they want to demoralize you. They want you to feel small, conservatives. Don't let them win. Welcome. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. What's her name? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, loose cannon, problem for the Democrats. Tlaib, problem for the Democrats. But you know what? They're only symptoms of a bigger problem. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler, a Democrat out of New York, said in a CNN interview, "I disagree with what she said." He's talking about Tlaib, the woman who called the president, said, "We're going to impeach this motor scooter." He disagrees. He says it's too early to talk about that intelligently. We have to follow the facts. We're going to follow the facts, all right, Jerry Nadler, and the facts are going to lead to arrest of Democrats. He's concerned because when you take that, the rhetoric they already use, and you put it over the top, and when it's discovered that the Democrats are the biggest crooks on the planet, well, guess what? They're going to lose a lot of folks. They already are. Walk away, Democrats. They call these two newcomers, Tlaib and Ocasio-Cortez, and they say they're stumbling out of the blocks because, you know, a lot of them tend to do that. They want to make such an impact, you know, we want to go out and do something significant right away. You know what these girls are going to find out? These women, whatever they call themselves, I don't know if they profess to be women or blacks or whatever, but let me tell you what they're going to learn. They're going to learn there's a hierarchy. And you don't jump, you don't leapfrog and become the media darling over a Nancy Pelosi, Ocasio-Cortez, or Tlaib, minority or not. These women are about to be put in their place, back on the plantation. Here's what Representative Jan Schakowsky, a Democrat of Illinois, said. She says, "I think some of our new members probably don't realize that you are always on, that when you are a member of Congress, there's always someone listening." She says she hopes those remarks are not in the news for very long. Those remarks are going to be in the news forever. He said, more than her profanity, Tlaib's profanity, was her vow to impeach Trump that drew her colleagues' disapproval. Yeah, but there is a big contingent of Democrats who do want to see Donald Trump impeached. Here's my issue with all this, folks. Leftists are crazy inside of their own party. They don't even know what they want because they don't have a singular focus. What is Donald Trump's singular focus? Can anybody tell me? Yeah, you can, can't you? Make America great again. Maybe some of you said America first. Are you comforted that when Donald Trump makes a decision, he's driven by that single purpose? Let me tell you what the single purpose is of the leftists, the Democrats, progressives, whatever you want to call them. Their single purpose is to stop us. That is the only thing they agree on. So they'll lie, they'll cheat, they'll steal, they will kill in order to get to their single purpose. Our single purpose has no malicious intent to them. We don't wake up in the morning trying to go after leftists. We wake up in the morning trying to do what's best for our communities, for our country. And if it happens to even hurt us, we are okay with that. In times of war, it's the conservatives who said, "I'll give you my metal. Take the metal so you can make more munitions. I will work in a factory to help." We're the ones who do that stuff. We are selfless when it comes to helping this country. Ask yourself a very simple question, people. Please, I feel like I'm preaching up in here. Ask yourselves. Do you know any leftists who really are that way? Who would say, "I'll give that spot, you know, on the team to a lesser kid because I want him to feel good about himself. I'll give that spot at a college or university to a lesser kid Because they will tell you, I want policies to get black people into college as long as it doesn't impact my son or daughter. They're immune to it. You will give up your seat on a subway, on a plane, at a restaurant, for a woman that comes in that's pregnant, an older lady, whatever. You will help. You will do it without even any thought. You aren't watching to see who's looking. You just do it. They will sit. I don't care if that pregnant woman water breaks and she's about to deliver. They're going to keep reading their paper. That's what leftists do. And I know there are people, Kevin, I know some pretty good ones. You know an anecdotal leftist, or here's what you know. You know a leftist who really doesn't want to admit that they're a conservative. If you get anything close to what I described, that's what you have. So don't tell me what I don't know. I know what I know. I've watched leftism. I studied it. I'm not talking about, you know, a few minutes of every day and I come in and give my political speech. I study it 24/7 and I've been doing it for a decade. And prior to that, I studied it in tidbits every single day because I was an observant little kid watching all the things they would tell me and what was really going on. These people, the left, are afraid of themselves. They have one thing that they share. Their hatred of you. And they hate you because you're too good. They hate us. We're too good. They can't believe. Surely they're not that good. We're not. We're failed and flawed and everything else. But they are so bad that they can't even see our flaws. Oh, look at him over there. Had an affair. Look at him over there. Did such and such. And then they blow it out of proportion. Well, they've got 14 mistresses. You hear what I'm saying? They will criticize a dude, you know, because he had an affair, you know, a tryst, and then be living it. I'm just saying, that's what leftism is. And the guy on the other side is having a tryst. He gets snagged, and he's like, I'm really sorry. And he's truly sorry, you know, and the whole deal. And he goes on to build an amazing relationship and a family. These guys, oh, look at him over there. Oh, sanctimonious. They can't stand it. We are flawed. And even in our flaws, we're 1,000 times better than them. Just telling you. Look, you're going to go into business. You're going to choose a leftist or you're going to choose somebody that's a conservative? Just boom, right off the front. Let me tell you. Let me give you a little secret. Even leftists want you as their business partner. Psst, another secret. Leftists want you as their life partners. They just want you to not be so judgmental on them. If they knew they could get away with what they got, what they could, and have you, they would have you in a minute. Are you kidding me? A conservative woman versus a leftist woman? Who wouldn't choose that? And a conservative dude? Negro, please.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Got a couple of miscellaneous type stories. One involving the Golden Globes. I know you don't care about the Golden Globes. We have like this rundown. My producer looks at it. He's like, Golden Globes. We don't care about it. I get it. But there are certain aspects of it I want to cover. I don't cover stuff just normal anyway. People know that listen to the Kevin Jackson show. They know Kevin Jackson's going to deliver.
Oh, man.
When I talk about myself in the third person, it cracks me up. I'm going to deliver. I'm going to give you what you want. You're going to get the price of admission up in here. Shoot. By the way, KJRadio.com. The price of admission is go and download the show, KJRadio.com, or give us a call, 844-551-8255. If you really want to pay the price of admission, tell people about the show. Get your email thing in, you know, all your people in your email, and send that link that says, hey, go here and listen to this guy. Download the show. Think about it. If the 10 people that listen to this show were to do that, and then those 10 people got 10 people, and then those 10 people got 10 people, it would only take 4 times before I was at 10,000 people downloading the show. Is that right? 10 to the 4th? Yeah. So, go do that. Do you think there's more than 10 people listening? How many people? I'm going to ask my producers. How many people do you think listen to the show? We have no idea, by the way. For the radio audience, we don't know. We get put in new markets all the time. We don't know who's listening, why listen. That's why when we get in a new market, I always go, hey, call the show and let me know where you're calling from. So we go, oh, Tuscaloosa is now on the map. You know, or Provo, Utah, wherever. You know, Zimbabwe. Wherever you're listening, we want to know. That's the only way we can sort of gauge, are we getting out there? Anyway, I'm going to say, I don't know. I'm going to say 150,000 listen to this show every day. I have no idea. See, here, let me tell you why. Different people grab my show off the internet, off the satellite system at Genesis, and they can play it anytime they want. There are people that play my show the moment it comes on, which is noon Eastern. And then there are people that play it at 12 o'clock at night. They'll grab an hour. Some grab an hour. Some grab 2 hours. That's the life we live in now. I can't even tell you. People go, Kevin, your show is blah, 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 blah. I'm like, look, man, what market are you in? I'm in, you know, Anchorage. Okay, well, they're grabbing it at this time. It's 6 p.m. It seems old, but it is. It wasn't when I made it. So that's a problem. So don't blame me. Anyway, I hope you partake. I hope you go, you know, let people know about the show. Anyway, I'm going to talk about the Golden Globes. The Golden Globes flopped. Now, I know that's not a surprise to anybody. It flopped. And I want to tell you, give yourselves a hand. Yet again, we've not done it. We've not listened. Now, I heard the football did well. So shame on you if you're watching football. I did not watch football any of this season. Again, third year in a row, I have not watched a single down of football on my own. I mean, I've been in an airport and it's on, or in a bar and it's on. And I'll be honest with you, I do look. I look because I have no clue who's winning, who's losing. So I'll look and go, huh, that's a surprise. That team's beating that team, because I'm old school. I know who the teams used to beat up on all the other teams all the time. But I look, but I don't have any interest. You know, I'm like that smoker that quit and really goes, you know, he sees a cigarette and he's like, I don't need it. There's no draw for me to go, oh, man, football's on. Okay, just try to keep your eyes down. Don't look, Kev, don't look. I don't care. Anyway, let's go back to the Golden Globes. So we talked the other day about Christian Bale, the Welshman, who beat his mother and her sister, and he called Dick Cheney Satan. And then I said, I wonder why these people, they make no – here's the biggest issue I have. Hollywood is making no effort to get us. Here's what Hollywood believes. Hollywood believes it can sell its message to us no matter what. Just drop some special effects around it, put some snazzy marketing, and we're going to come a-running. And we have up to this point. I keep asking people, don't you want a conservative version of Hollywood that isn't pandering? It just goes out and makes good films. And by the way, the conservative message, I don't believe that if you made a film about a gay kid coming of age and understanding his gayness, and you covered it in a very clever way, I think conservatives would see it, would go to watch it. I think when Hollywood says, you're going to see it, we're going to force this on you, that's when we rebel. I wouldn't watch Brokeback Mountain for that reason. Yeah, I was like, I'm not watching Brokeback Mountain. You want to make cowboys gay. Now, I'm not saying there can't be a gay cowboy, because of course there could. But I'm not watching your show. You want to force, you know, I just felt like if they were compelling me to do it. And many of the leftist issues, don't you feel compelled? But I want to go back to what I said a second ago. Doesn't it insult you? And Hollywood seems to say, I don't care what you think. I don't care what you like. I don't care what you want. I'm going to give you my entertainment. It's my way or the highway. You ever been on your TV channel and you're just flicking around going, no, 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 and it's like, oh, Love, Simon. You click on it, it goes, gay boy comes of age, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. You go to his logo channel. There's something on Oprah. that's, okay, it's house hunters, and it's a gay couple looking for a house in, you know, Manchester or whatever. It's like, where did just regular TV go? I'm not saying gay couples don't look for houses. I'm just saying it's now you turn on your TV and it just feel like you're in a shockwave. Anyway, Nielsen. Golden Globes watched by 18.6 million viewers, a drop from 19.1 that tuned in last year. Now, here's what they said was a real problem. The NFL wildcard game between the Eagles and the Bears was supposedly a really good game, tight game. I think the Eagles made it. But that pull-through was supposed to bring the Golden Globes along, right? But it didn't. Yeah, that pull-through did nothing. Hosted by Sandra Oh and Andy Samberg, the 76 Globes at least stopped recent dramatic rating skids for award shows like the Oscars and Grammys. Last year's Globes fell 5% and 11% among those aged 18 to 49 this time. This time, viewership in that key demographic increased 4%. So that's what it's funny, they're putting lipstick on the pig. They're saying, well, this group that we really want, that went up. Okay, I know the overall numbers are down, but in this group that we really, really want, that went up. And why do they want that group, that 18 to 49 demographic? Because that's the demographic that they feel like is easiest to mold. So they want to cater to them. Now, they're losing the overall number, but they're gaining in the key demographic. Okay. Good for them. I'm not going to argue with them. But they wonder why we stop watching, why we stop looking. I'm never watching one of those shows again. Short break. We'll be back. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump after meeting with lawmakers on Capitol Hill.
The Republican Party, I can say, and I just left an hour meeting. We had a great time, actually. There was no discussion about anything other than solidarity. We want national security and border security for our country.
The president will now be meeting with Democrats at the White House, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, who believes there's nothing wrong at our southern border.
This is a presidency, you see, that's in crisis. It has so many problems, and it's the old trick. Fearmonger. Distort. Try to scare people.
A new poll came out from Politico that said a vast majority of Americans believe that the United States is facing a crisis or problem at the border. 79% of those surveyed do agree with President Trump's assertion that there is a crisis or problem. A judge is tentatively setting May 6th for Harvey Weinstein's trial in New York. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You guys know that these diversity things are just a farce, and I can't stand it. I truly can't. I cannot stand the idea that, oh, Kevin, in our HR department, we've got 3 diversity managers, and I'm like, why are you wasting my money? If I was a stock, I mean, I am a stockholder in some companies, but it upsets me when people tell me, we're working on diversity. You mean diversification of product? No. Bringing more people of color and women into the company. I don't give a crap if this company is run by Guatemalan midget robots. I want a best product, and I want profitability and all that. I don't care. But you know what? The company, oh, you have to care. It matters how good, you know, I know we make sense, but it does. No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how many black women you hire, how many Latino midgets, how many whatever. It doesn't matter. Corporations have been made to believe that they matter in that regard. Your corporate responsibility is to socially engineer the way we've said. No, it has nothing to do with my charter. When I started my company, I didn't go, you know, I'm going to build a better company, and I'm going to offer a lot of diversity and all this. What's your product? Oh, I don't actually have a product. Look, I love it when people want to do some good. I'll give you an example. I was watching The Prophet with, what's his name, Lemonis. Anyway, Marcus Lemonis. And he's working with this company that does cork. Cork purses, cork shoes, everything's made with cork. And I was fascinated because I didn't know a lot about cork. And I learned a lot. Number one, but part of their charter is it's based in New Orleans, and they would get inner city kids on work programs to teach them about entrepreneurship. And that got me. I went, I love that. I love that. That's the story. You know, that's what draws us to capitalism. That diversity that says, I'm going to bring these kids in that wouldn't have a chance. And here's what's cool about it. You bring these young, and let's just face it, mostly black kids into your company, and they're going to look at your product line and go, okay, great. That's a great product set for, you know, rich white women. But we could do a product set for young black girls, and they could help innovate. See, I like that diversity. I like the diversity of youth. I like the diversity of ethnicity. That works. But to be forced to do it for some crazy reason, I think it's just silly. There's a story that was in the Daily Wire. University of Michigan spends $10.6 million on the salaries of 82 employees who have something related to diversity in their title. By the way, this is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I'm going to have a session that deals with the nonsense of white privilege. I promise you, I'm going to have that session. I mean, a big event where I talk about the nonsense of white privilege. And I will invite academics from any university to come talk to us about white privilege. I will invite people to talk about diversity, to come and talk about diversity in a real way. But I'm going to have an event like that. I really am. Anyway, Mark Perry, an economic professor at the University of, this is of Michigan, and American Enterprise scholar, compiled data on publicly available salaries searching the terms diversity, equity, and inclusion. He found 82 employees with some combination of these words in their titles, added up their salaries for the total. Highest paid employee with a variation of this title is the school's vice provost for equity and inclusion and chief diversity officer. That's his full title. Guess how much that guy was paid? Which one? Okay, you researched the story. Did you see it? Nope. Okay. What do you think? This guy, he's the school's vice provost for equality and inclusion and chief diversity officer. How much a year do you think he gets paid? 300? Three. Okay. So over 300, but okay, do you think it's over 400? Okay, no. All right. This guy gets paid $407,653 a year. University of Michigan. Now, I'm going to tell you something, folks. I got degrees in electrical engineering, computer science, and math. I would never come anywhere close to that as a salary. The government is allowing these types of titles to enrich themselves. These types of people are getting rich over social justice nonsense. I don't care what this guy's title is. I don't care what his degrees are in. He does not deserve almost $408,000 a year to diversify the University of Michigan. What is Michigan? A Jim Crow state? Adding up the salaries for these 82 employees totals $8 million. But once you add in the benefits, total jumps to $10.6 million per year. Because apparently the University of Michigan isn't diverse enough. It hasn't quite gotten there. It still needs some work. So here's some, I printed up, because they listed everybody's salaries, and I printed it up just so I could see it. I wanted to see how big it is. And here's, so I told you about the guy who makes $400,000. Well, here's the salaries. Let me pull this up. So he's Robert Sellers, provost guy. The next guy, it drops down considerably, but the next guy makes $220,000. And here's what he is. Associate Dean, Office for Health, Equity, and Inclusion. Next guy makes $198,000, roughly. Associate Vice Provost, Interim Senior Director and Title IX Coordinator, Office for Institutional Equity. Next person makes $185,000. Director, Center for Educational, Outreach, Office of Diversity, Equity and Inclusion. Next, 181, Program Director, ISA National Center for Institutional Diversity. Next one, 172, Deputy Chief Diversity Office within the Office of Diversity, Equity and Inclusion. Next one, Director, Office of Academic Multicultural Initiatives, Office of Diversity and Equity and Inclusion, 153. Next one, 151, Director of Diversity Initiatives, Michigan Engineering Center for Engineering Diversity and Outreach. Are you getting it? You understand what I'm telling you? Center for Education, Outreach, Office of Equity and Inclusion. Director, Center for Engineering Diversity, Office of Inclusion. These people all make six figures. All of them. Let's see. Associate Director, I'm skipping way down. Diversity and Inclusion. Student Housing. That person makes $72,000 a year. Title IX Investigator, Senior Office of Institutional Equity. So this person investigates, $73,000. Research Analyst, Office of Diversity, Equity and Inclusion, $74,000. Diversity and Inclusion Specialist, $74,000. Senior Title IX Investigator, 74. Financial Business Analyst, Office of Diversity and Inclusion. I mean, this is a cabal, folks. This is crazy. They have it for student housing. They have it for engineering. They have, I mean, Minority Affairs Director for the School of Business. Diversity Trainer, 82 grand, School of Public Health. Training Specialist, Office of Health, Equity, and Inclusion, 85 grand. EEO, Diversity Rep, Senior, UMHS, Shared Human Services, 89 grand. I mean, on and on and on. Hundreds of thousands, not tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars, in this case, adding up to $10.6 million for all this inclusion. This is amazing. Well, it said one critic of the data pointed out that the second highest paid person on the list is a full-time ENT surgeon, ear, nose, and throat, as well as an administrator. So he's got that in his title, and he gets a piece of the action from that, but he's an ear, nose, and throat surgeon. So here's what they wrote about it. David J. Brown is Associate Dean for Health, Equity, and Inclusion as Administrator for 80% of his salary. Take him off the list of diversity staff if you want, but the main job duties of most of the people on that list include diversity, equity, and inclusion. And they are squandering your money. This isn't limited to the University of Michigan, by the way. Anyway, they go on to say this. Rick Fitzgerald emphasized this point in an email, writing that some of these in the list you cite have a range of other duties beyond diversity. They work in the UM health system or whatever. He explained that diversity, equity, and inclusion is an important institutional priority. And he says that, and he points them to their diversity efforts. Let me explain something to the these colleges and universities. I don't care about your diversity efforts. I care that you educate every student that comes through there. And I care that you stop dumbing down the black kids to get there. I care that you stop catering to some idea that there needs to be a separate area for them. Separate but equal.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So I talked about this as race pimping in my third book, which is called Race Pimping. And I said, just if you look at the amount of money that's been spent in these types of programs, and I wrote that book in 2013, let's see, 9/11, 13, roughly 14, it may have come out, and it was staggering. How much money goes into diversity year after year? Your engineering program may get a 2% or a 3% jack. Your diversity programs will get 14, 15, 20, 25% increase over budget. And I've just outlined at the University of Michigan that spends $10.6 million annually on diversity. What is the University of Michigan's issue with diversity? I'm just curious. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. Diversity, that's a key, that's a code word for money grab. So a guy from the University of Michigan says they have a centralized office of diversity, equity, and inclusion. But other schools and departments at the university have their own specialists to handle diversity. So, student housing has an associate director for diversity and inclusion. Makes almost $76,000 a year. School of Music, Theater, Dance have diversity and inclusion specialists who make $110,000 a year. He explained that he left off 11 of the 14 employees from the Office of Health, Equity, and Inclusion because they're part of the medical school in the hospital. He was trying to be conservative when making the list, but adding in those employees brings the total to 93 full-time diversocrats, as he calls them, and adds another million to the total salaries. The data shows, according to Perry, that schools are spending more and more on diversity as tuition and other college costs increase. This explosive growth in diversity staffs at universities is just one example of an explosive growth in administrative bloat in higher education, which is one of the major contributing factors to the explosive growth in college tuition. And we showed the chart. People making crazy amounts of money. And you know what? The average student borrower is $37,000 in debt for over 44 million borrowers, and they keep, it's a cycle, folks. It is a vicious and ugly cycle that will not end because we are soft touches. Got to educate those kids, right? Got to send them into the meat grinder of leftism, teach them all about diversity, how they are all victims of something or another. Then we spit them out. And you know where they get their degrees? They then find ways to utilize their degrees and get a bunch of money from $400,000 down to, you know, $50,000 in selling us the bloat and making us believe that all this is needed. College tuition skyrocketed. As of Q3 of 2013, there were $1.56 trillion in outstanding student loan debt. At the current rate, it's going to surpass $2 trillion by the end of this year. Student loan debt has tripled since 2006. It's doubled since 2010. You think the left cares? They love this. The education system is a racket. It saddles the eventual consumer of it, the graduate, with debt that they continue to have to repay. They're indentured servants to an education that got them nothing. After all this money is spent, I ask a very simple question. Is the University of Michigan or any other university that's spending this money more diverse? Are they more fair? Are they more inclusive? So what are the statistics? What are you talking about? You see, here's the game. The game is, they tell you, we give free tuition to in-state students whose families earn less than $65,000 and have assets totaling less than $50,000. So we're helping the poor. We bring in these poor little Negro kids, little Latino kids, and we provide for them. They fleece all these white parents, and they say, we're going to give this stellar education to all these poor kids. That's the game of diversity. We'll bring in enough colored people to make you feel like you've given back. You've done your part. Now, keep in mind, these kids are not smart. They aren't being prepped for college. They really don't even need to be there. They should be training in trades and how to, you know, figure out what they're really good at. But the school wants you to believe you've done your part, white people. Another part of the article discusses providing internships, laptops, study abroad scholarships to students with financial need. In other ways, diversity efforts appear to be underwhelming. UM's report on the ethnicity of enrolled students each fall shows there are actually fewer black students enrolled now than in 2009, though the number has been climbing for the past few years. So I'll give them some credit there, but who cares? Fewer Native American students enrolled over the same period. Number of Asian and Hispanic students has increased quite a bit over the same period, with no diversity for the Asians. 4,661 Asian students enrolled at the University of Michigan in the fall of 2009. 5,899 enrolled in fall of 2018. And they ain't done nothing to attract an Asian. I mean, they ain't offering free Chinese food. There were 1,577 Hispanic students in 2009, 2,891. And you can bet all their diversity angle is going towards these black kids, and they're not increasing. Now, there are some increases, but is it an increase enough to justify $10 million a year? And, oh, by the way, do you really need it? What is it about your school? Let me put it to you this way. I don't know who applies to Harvard, but people know, or it used to be anyway, it's a pretty good school. If you're black, Hispanic, white, Asian, whatever, you apply to Harvard. Harvard doesn't need to go out and recruit blacks. There's a group of people that want to go. So either you go and you make it or you don't. But what's funny, you know, they make it appear as though we have to find these kids. We got to go looking. They have to do anything. God, when do we stop this, folks? In my book, I talk about it quite a few ways. But in Race Pimping, we went college by college and we talked about these various initiatives. And I said, this is education is the biggest scam. I told people, put education in the context of what it really is. It's manufacturing. And you have a manufacturing engine that has already failed by the time a kid gets to college. At every level, manufacturing is failing. Now, you could say, in kindergarten, 98% of the kids make it into the first grade. Okay, and first through sixth grade before they go to middle school, 93% go from middle school to junior high. From junior high to college, junior high to high school. You'd say 92% or 90% go to high school. And then 70% graduate high school. In other words, there is attrition all along the way. In a manufacturing environment, you would fix it at its source. If 2% of the kids don't make it from kindergarten to first grade, there would be somebody assigned to that problem. With just a 2% fallout. If the fallout got to 3 or 4%, it would be considered dramatic. I mean, people would go, we've doubled our fallout going from the sixth grade to the seventh grade. What's going on? And they would assign somebody to look at that problem. But you certainly wouldn't get to where you had a 30% fallout going from high school to college before you had already started examining the problem. We don't examine the problem. We just continue to sink money into it. And it isn't as if we've, you know, keep in mind, the money to pay for your high school is coming out of your property taxes and all stuff. It doesn't hit you. You don't feel it because the government's taking it out little by little. It's incremental. Whether you have kids or not. When it gets to college, it's now on your nickel for the most part. And we're still funding a system that has dramatically failed all the way through. And when they get to college, the first thing they tell these kids is a bunch of you, as many as a third of you, aren't going to be here next year. They are bragging to you that you're going to fall out of the manufacturing system. And you know what we do? We fork over more money. I don't understand us. I don't get it. I mean, that is truly insane behavior. And we've got to change that. We've got to figure out how to change that dynamic. Because guess what? Leftists are never going to stop. And they get more creative. What the University of Michigan is showing you is that this beast knows how to feed itself. And that's what it's been doing with your tax dollars for decades, and it's only getting worse.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.